Chapter 9. Once everyone had recovered from the morning of activity, we slipped our warmer clothing back on and prepared to leave. We needed to get back to Scholomance, and I had to find out how the other groups fared in the various realms. But I knew there was one last thing Revna, Astrid, and Freya wanted to do before they left. One of the other villagers had noticed Sigrid's eagle soaring through the sky, and I knew the three sisters couldn't leave before they'd spoken to their mother figure.
"Master,"
Astrid said as she came up to me,
"should we inform Sigrid of who you really are?"
Her question made a lot of sense, and I thought it through before I gave her a proper answer. Yes. I see a war on the horizon, and it'll be aimed toward all of Wicca kind. We need everyone to be united under my rule, otherwise the elders will aim at the outliers first. A slight furrow formed between Astrid's eyes as she thought of her own response.
"Our leader is benevolent, and one of the kindest women we've ever met. But she's also highly unpredictable and stubborn, and I'm unsure how she will take news like this. It took Freya and I a while to fully believe Revna's story, so I fear Sigrid will be the same way."
"Answer me this," I said as I adjusted the way I sat on the couch. "Should we need assistance from this village in the war to come, do you think Sigrid would join us? Or would she keep her villagers safe here?"
"Everything we do here is for safety, my lord. You know our kind have been persecuted for so long, which was why our ancestors fled here and hid. Why we constantly have people on guard, and the reason we all sleep in the same hut, but in saying that, my sisters and I will always be seen as daughters in Sigrid's eyes. So no matter what, if we needed her help, she would drop everything and come to us."
"Even if you were no longer part of her village?"
"Even then."
She nodded.
"Sigrid always puts her family first, and she'd gather as many people as possible if we needed her to."
"Then there's your answer," I shrugged. "There is no reason why you cannot tell her the truth before we return to Scholomance."
"Thank you, Master."
Astrid smiled. I stood from the couch, but Astrid stayed where she was and tied up her leather boots. Then I slipped my arms into my cloak and wrapped it tightly around my torso. A wild wind whipped through the wooden walls of the bedroom, so I had a feeling it was going to be colder than the day before. "Are we all prepared?" I asked the room.
"Yes, Master,"
my coven said all together. "Then let's go. We'll stop and see Sigrid, and then it's straight back to Scholomance." I could see the majority of my coven was pleased at the thought of going home, but I noticed the subtle look of doubt in Astrid and Freya's eyes. I knew they had nothing to worry about, because anyone in my immediate group would always be safe, but I understood it was still new to them. Everyone piled from the hut, and my theory had been correct about it being much colder than the day before. The drastic difference in weather made me think how Astrid and Freya would cope with the blood rains common around Scholomance, but I knew that was something I'd see soon enough. "Revna," I said to the blonde witch, "would the village prefer to have this room available to them?" Revna said as she looked over the hut I'd created.
"I don't think it would be used for its intended purpose, but thank you, my lord. Your offer is extremely generous."
"Of course." I nodded, and then I aimed my wand straight at the building.
"Reditus!"
Like the day before, a flash of light shot from my wand, and the beam intensified until it covered the entire building. It sat there for a minute, before the light cleared, and nothing was left behind apart from the empty spot of land. Then the three sisters led us through the village until we reached the grand communal longhouse. That was where the villagers eat and sleep, and I remembered the large fire pit that sat in the center of the room. The wooden walls and ceiling of the longhouse were covered in a light dusting of snow, and mounds of cold white ice surrounded the circumference of the building. I couldn't understand how someone could be comfortable in constant low temperatures, but I assumed their bodies adapted over time.
"Sigrid,"
I heard Astrid ask as she opened the door of the longhouse. There was a mumbled response, but I couldn't fully make out the words, and then Astrid opened the door fully before we all stepped inside.
"Ah, I see we have visitors,"
Sigrid said as she rose from her wooden, throne-like chair, and then she let out a gasp.
"Revna, is that you? Hello, Mother,"
Revna said, with emotion clear in her voice.
It feels like I haven't seen him in forever.
The leader took a few steps forward, and then she opened out her arms as an invitation for Revenant to go to her. Although Sigrid had a straight face the majority of the time, I noticed the love and affection that shone through her bright, icy eyes. The youngest sister ran toward her mother figure, and the two of them embraced in a warm hug. I thought I noticed Vanessa wipe away a tear, but that could have been my eyes playing tricks on me.
Whatever has brought you back here?
Sigrid asked as the two women pulled away from each other.
I knew someone powerful was inside that new hut, but I never imagined for it to have been you. There have been a few issues in Skullomancy nearby, so I wanted to come and make sure everyone was okay. I had to see my sisters and yourself, of course. Well, I'm so pleased you made the journey,
Sigrid said, and then she lifted her head from Revna's shoulder and looked in our direction.
Please, everyone, have a seat.
I went to take a seat, and I heard a flurry of activity coming from behind me as other villagers left the hut. I'd been so caught up in the reunion that I hadn't noticed the others who were busy working in the longhouse. I wondered if they really needed to leave, or if they'd decided to give us some privacy. Either way, it wasn't an issue for me.
Sigrid, we cannot stay long,
Freya said as she sat down beside the leader.
But we have news to tell you of. Oh?
Sigrid frowned as she took a sip from a small cup.
What is it? Astrid and I wish to stay with Revna and leave with her.
I had a feeling I knew what Sigrid felt, because I wouldn't want any of my group to leave either. But I also knew it was different, especially since she saw the three sisters as daughters.
I see,
the leader mumbled as she narrowed her eyes.
I cannot say I'm surprised you are finally choosing to spread your wings, and I thought you would have left before now, but that doesn't make it any easier to let you. I know, Mother.
Freya bowed her head.
And I apologize for doing this to you. Oh, do not apologize to me.
She smiled and cupped Freya's cheek with her palm.
You three have always stuck together, and I knew the day would come when you chose to leave, but can you promise me one thing? Can you promise to visit me as often as you can? Of course, it'll be like we never left. Yes, I'll constantly return to ask you for the recipe for your famous tracker pie. Or to ask you where I'd left my quiver.
The four began to laugh and embrace each other again, and this time I definitely noticed the shimmer of tears that rolled down their cheeks. Once they pulled away from each other, Astrid gave me a subtle look, as if to say now was the best time to tell Sigrid all about me. I gave her a nod, and then I motioned with my hand for Astrid to go ahead with the conversation.
There is one more thing I'd like to discuss with you,
Astrid said as she retook her seat and looked at her shield maiden.
We were wondering whether to tell you, but we feel it's best if you're in the loop. What is it, dear?
Astrid played with the leather strap of her clothing.
Cole isn't just a student from Skullomance. He's actually Satan Reborn, and we'll be personally serving him. We realize how difficult this may be for you to understand, Mother, but it is the truth,
Revna said with a smile. Sigrid looked at me with a frown, and I could almost see the doubt that trickled through her mind.
You're right. I don't understand. That can't be true.
It is. I am the Dark Lord, and I'll be willing to show you if you don't believe us.
But the Dark Lord has never taken a mortal form.
Sigrid frowned harder.
There is no possible way for you to be who you say you are. We're telling you the truth. You know we wouldn't lie about such things. I know you wouldn't lie about it, but how do I know this man speaks the truth? He could have brainwashed you to believe this story.
I realize you're reluctant to believe me, so I feel there's only one way for you to really see the truth.
What are you talking about?
The village had been isolated for so long, so I understood she wouldn't believe us. But I needed to show her, and there was only one way for me to do that.
Video in cordem meo,
I muttered softly. A soft pink mist began to form around the table, and it trapped everyone in its cloud. I heard Sigrid voice her confusion once again, but I didn't have the time to word my response before the visions began to play out in my mind. Everyone around the table viewed the same images, but they were mainly for Sigrid to see. I pictured everything I'd planned, from picking my vessel to my birth and Lilith's sacrifice and my time on Earth. I showed images of my first day in Scholomance, and I included battles and times I'd been victorious as visual evidence of how strong and powerful I was. Every one of my greatest achievements was included in that reel, and the visions were so strong and visceral that I had to have lived them, and Sigrid knew this. Once the mist faded and the visions left our minds, I took in the looks of awe every witch sported on their faces, but I was more interested in the leader and how she felt. Sigrid still looked slightly skeptical, yet the expression faded as every second ticked by.
I...
Sigrid paused and blinked rapidly as realization dawned in her eyes.
I cannot believe it. You're telling the truth.
I am. I nodded. Your daughters have not been brainwashed, and those images showed I am who I say I am.
You're the Dark Lord!
She gasped, and her mouth fell slack.
You're here, in person, you're real!
As real as you all, I said with a smirk. But there was a reason why we had to tell you. I feel the war is escalating with the Elder Lord, and it could happen any day from now. I need to collect as many people as I can to form the strongest army, and I need to be sure you'll be loyal to me when the time comes. Will you stand alongside us?
Of course. It'll be my greatest pleasure to fight for you, my lord. I see now you'll take great care of my daughters, and they'll be safe with you.
Absolutely. I nodded.
I'll gather the villagers together. I'll do whatever it is you need me to do, and I'll make sure they all believe your story.
Thank you. I'm sure not every realm will believe it, but as long as my army is larger than the Elder Lord's, then I see no reason as to why we won't be victorious in the end. Sigrid stood from the table and came over to where I sat. Then she crouched down to her knees and bowed her head.
Forgive me for my ignorance, Dark One.
You're forgiven, I said with my hand flat on her head. It was a lot for someone to take in, but she understood now, and that was the one main thing. After Sigrid returned to her chair, my coven and I stayed silent as we gave Sigrid, Revna, Freya, and Astrid time to talk and say their goodbyes. I didn't have to say we needed to leave because the sisters already knew, so I patiently waited until they were ready to go.
You promised to take good care of them?
Sigrid asked me one last time, but the question seemed like more of a habit than actual doubt. If I can promise you one thing, then it'll be that I'd do anything to save these women. They will be loved and cherished. They will bear me many powerful children, and they'll be free to return and see you whenever they please.
Amazing.
Sigrid gave me a light smile.
They will bear your children? You honor me and them, my Dark Lord.
The sisters then joined my coven and I as we created a circle and held hands. Are you okay? I asked the two blondes.
Yes.
Astrid sighed, but she lifted her chin.
It's never easy leaving your family. But you and Revna are who we want to be with, so that makes the break slightly easier.
Good. I smiled. You'll feel extremely welcome at Scholomance. I can promise you that.
Thank you, my lord.
Freya said kindly. Every one of us gave Sigrid a parting wave as we began the journey back home. I spotted Astrid and Freya's eyes widening as the purple mist appeared, so that told me they hadn't shadowported much in their lives, so I knew how dizzy they'd feel once the world had stopped spinning. Then, I transported us just outside the banquet hall in Scholomance, and as expected, Freya and Astrid both landed on their asses with a painful thud.
Oh, fuck!
Freya said as she rubbed her back.
I didn't think it would be so sudden. Yeah, and I didn't think I'd bruise my ass. Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
Faye said, as she helped the sisters up.
A few of us don't land as neatly as Cole does either. Yeah, Faye used to faceplant into the ground every time we went anywhere. And Akira wasn't graceful either.
Faye retorted, as she stuck her tongue out at the black-haired witch.
As long as you don't act like a newborn animal taking their first steps, then you're already doing better than her.
I snickered at their childish remarks, but I put an end to it as I raised a hand into the air. I can sense the entire school has returned, and I know they're waiting on us to join them. Now let's change out of this clothing and greet our school. I clicked my fingers, and a white light instantly formed around us. Then I felt the warmer clothing lift from my body, and my regular uniform took its place. Once the light had faded, I noticed Astrid and Freya had on the Scholomance uniform, and the black and white checkered skirt and knee-high socks suited them perfectly. It must have been a nice change from the leather they were used to wearing.
You look amazing,
Beatrix said with a radiant smile on her usually timid face.
Ooh, the black goes against your pale skin so well. And the wild braided look in your hair?
Morgana's eyes widened.
Fuck, I wish I could pull off that look. I think you would,
Astrid said as she tilted her head to the side.
Perhaps we can try it out on you once we found the time to rest. Yes, please!
The bookish brunette grinned.
You'll soon be starting a salon with all these students wanting hair like that.
We can discuss opening a salon later. I rolled my eyes playfully. But for now, our audience awaits us.
Then lead the way, my lord,
Astrid said with a fearful expression.
Come on, they won't bite.
Revna chuckled as she took her sister by the arm. Samara and Penelope opened the grand doors for us, and the entire banquet hall erupted into cheers and celebrations as I wandered inside. The entire audience were up on their feet, and I noticed Lilith, the headmistress, and the professors joined in with the cheering and clapping. I saw a few curious faces looking at Astrid and Freya with intrigue, but I knew they wouldn't say a word until I'd introduced the school to our new arrivals. As I reached the far end of the hall, Lilith stepped forward and threw her arms around my neck.
I knew you would save Vipera, my lord.
I wouldn't have returned unless the threat had been dealt with. Theodora and the rest of the professors then surrounded us as they hugged my coven and kissed my cheek.
It certainly felt quiet without everyone running through the halls. But we cannot tell you how good it is to see you return, Dark One.
I bet the portraits had to find other ways to keep themselves occupied. I don't know how they coped without telling students to stop running.
They too were very quiet,
the headmistress smirked.
And I can't say that was a bad thing. Go, please introduce her to your new women,
Lilith said with a gleam in her blue eyes.
And what beauties they are, too.
I searched around for Astrid and Freya, and I found them huddled together at the back of the group. Their cheeks were rosy with blushes, and Astrid played with her hands anxiously, as if to fight off the nerves that rattled her bones. Revna stood beside her sisters, and I noticed the calming hand she laid on Freya's shoulder. Come, meet everyone. I motioned the sisters over with a nod of my head. Astrid and Freya hesitated for a brief second before they took little steps over to me. This was the hardest hurdle to jump, but what they didn't know was how easy it was going to be. I wish to introduce you all to Revna's sisters, Astrid and Freya, and they are part of my coven now as well, I said with my arms around their waists. Ladies, this is Headmistress Theodora and Professors Crimson, Luna, Evanora, and Olivia. And this is Lilith, my mother.
It is an absolute honor and privilege to meet you, Lilith.
Freya curtsied.
As it is to meet all of you. Thank you so much for allowing us into your school, headmistress.
Astrid said with a delicate nod of her head. The women all smiled and brought Astrid and Freya into gentle hugs to silently welcome them. I already knew they loved the sisters as much as I did, but I also knew they wouldn't have said anything if they thought differently. I made the rules around here, and my word was final.
You will soon feel right at home here,
Lilith said to them both.
I already know the Dark Lord would have made you feel welcome, but I promise you we'll all do our best to assist you with your comfort. Please don't hesitate to ask if you need help with anything. Thank you.
Both sisters replied in unison.
This school is an absolute masterpiece,
Freya added as she looked around the hall in awe.
I cannot wait to explore the entire building and learn the history of the place. The history is extensive, and witches have been coming here since the dawn of Wicca time, but we can go into detail later.
Thank you, Theodora. I nodded. Now everyone take your seats. It's time to get down to business. Everybody obeyed my orders and took their assigned seats as I stood in front of the large sea of witches. A few of them mumbled and conversed with the girls around them, but the entire hall fell silent as I raised my hand. I welcome you all back to Scholomance, I said loud enough for everyone to hear me. I am pleased to see your journeys were a success, and that you all returned to us unscathed. The audience clapped and cheered once again. Now, as most of you are aware, the Vipera Academy was attacked once again. I don't know why these warlocks attacked them, but it means we need to keep watch in case others decide to come here too. But fear not, we have many allies out there who will fight alongside us, and I hope you have all recruited more schools to join our ever-growing army. A few students stood up to emphasize their excitement, and they pounded their fists on the tables as they let out animalistic cheers. Now, one by one, I will ask a student from each group to stand up and present their findings to me. I need the honest truth, and whether your quests have been successful, that is all. So please get into your groups. The entire hall was a mess of action and mayhem as everyone found their groups. One younger witch stared around like an animal in headlights as she tried to locate, or perhaps remember, who she'd traveled with. But once the scared girl had found her squad, I began to talk again. "You," I said as I pointed to the first group. "I need one student to step forward." After some thought and deliberation, a tall, lanky girl stepped up. Her hair was short and black, and her golden skin shone under the light of the chandelier. I recalled that she had been very flexible when we fucked, and I had held her long legs back behind her head while I poured a gallon of my seed directly into her quivering womb. "Which realms did you visit, Jasqueen?" I asked her.
You remember my name?"
the lanky woman gasped as her face turned red. "Yes, now answer my question."
"We started off in Hovana, and then moved to Abreu-Delon. The schools were overjoyed to hear the news, and they promised to assist you in any way they can."
"Good, very good. Who's next?" The following few groups after that were pleased to inform me that they too had managed to spread my word, and the three schools they each visited were thrilled to hear the news of my return. Then I picked the group Penelope was a part of. She'd only visited one realm before I summoned her to me, but her group shared the same success rate. Everybody so far had announced the schools were willing to stand beside me, and I started to think it may have been too good to be true. My theory was proven correctly when I picked a group at the back of the hall. The witch who stepped forward had black eyes, maroon hair that reached her thighs, and two little horns curled up from her forehead. I recalled shoving my fingers in her mouth while I claimed her, and her eyes had rolled back into her head when we both climaxed. "Tell me which realm you visited, Helena."
We started off in the Night Province, who were pleased to hear the news."
"Yes?" I asked as she hesitated for the second time. "Where did you go next?"
"Ukinica and Drapetha in that order. They weren't as pleased."
"Explain."
Helena
ran a hand down her face.
"They said they'd rather join forces with the elders before they took our side."
"I see." I shrugged. "I guess you cannot win them all." It wasn't a huge surprise to me, because I'd seen firsthand how some people reacted. Perhaps they didn't believe the words of Scholomance students, but they'd think differently if I appeared before them in the flesh. I continued my way around the hall and found out Etoria, Gennarus, and Angelus Daemonium were all pleased to take our side, which just left one group remaining to give me their answers.
"We went to Gasutara first, and then Utula and the Mad Sanctuary. Gasutara were pleased to hear the news, but they need visual evidence before they fully commit to anything. But I'm sorry to say Utula and the Mad Sanctuary feel the same way as Ukinica and Drapetha. They said they refuse to believe in such bullshit, or so they politely told us."
"I mean, that should be no surprise to anyone. Utula had just attacked our school, and the Mad Sanctuary has that name for a reason, which they certainly live up to." My audience of witches giggled like little children, but I stood by what I said. The Mad Sanctuary was filled with fucking imbeciles, and they should have been taken off the list of realms to visit in the first place. I appreciate you all for making the journey, and for spreading the word as well as you did. The schools who do not wish to believe us can live with that regret, or they can join us if they see differently. But the majority of schools chose to trust us, and chose to fight alongside us, and for that we should be thankful. A thunderous applause filled the hall from everyone who stood around me, and I told everyone to take their seats once again. I was about to make another announcement, but then I noticed a hand waving in the air as one of the witches tried to get my attention. Yes? The higher-tiered student rose to her feet and brushed back a stray strand of pink hair from her face. I couldn't quite remember her name, but I recalled her riding the reverse cowgirl and climaxing on my cock within the 10 seconds of when I first slid inside of her.
I apologize for interrupting you, my lord, but I feel it's best if you are aware of something.
Aware of what? I frowned.
When we visited the Mad Sanctuary, the headmaster told us information that could be beneficial to you and everyone here.
Go on. I motioned with one hand. I heard the witch inhale and exhale deeply, probably to calm herself, and then she looked around all the other students as she informed everyone around her.
The headmaster told us news has started to spread. Apparently the Elder Lord has hatched a plan to rain down an apocalypse on all creation. The mad headmaster had a sinister smile on his face as he told us this, and he repeated, over and over again, that the Elder Lord would rather destroy every world and kingdom than kneel before Satan.
Before I could word out my response, the quiet audience began to panic. I heard some mumbling that we're all going to die. Someone said we wouldn't have an army big enough to fight him off, and some of the students flat out screamed and pulled at their hair. Silence! Panicking will get us nowhere! The majority of the crowd quieted down, but I still heard the soft whimpers from the younger students. This is the war I have seen on the horizon for a long time, and the more we work together, the easier it will be to defeat the Elder Lord. This is not the first time we will go against someone of power, but our strengths increase every day, and with the assistance of other schools by our side, and me as your general, I am confident we will come out victorious.
We will fight alongside the Dark Lord Satan,
Theodora said loudly as she came up beside me.
We'll obey his every word and show those who pose a threat that Satan has been reborn.
The cheering became louder, and I watched as the crowd's confidence grew with every word we spoke. The more experienced students smiled and clapped, and I instantly knew the younger, terrified students were slowly coming out of their shells.
It won't be long before everyone believes the truth of our Dark Lord. But until that moment comes, we must stick and fight together. We must show the other schools that Scholomance will not back down, regardless of who comes for us.
Suddenly, before Theodora or I could say another word, the main doors flew open, and a mass of familiars flew, walked, and slithered into the hall. Alexander took the lead, and his beady red eyes found mine instantly.
Sir! You're back! I wondered when you'd return again.
It's good to see you, Alex. I grinned as he landed neatly by my feet. I hope you've kept yourself out of trouble.
You know me.
He winked.
Sylvia and I took long strolls through the forest, dined on the finest of food, and warmed our bodies in front of the fire.
Really?
Well, we laid by the fire, but I may have dreamed the rest.
I heard the reluctance in his tone. That sounds more like it. I glanced around at my coven and noticed they all had their familiars safely in their laps or by their feet. It had only been a few days since we'd last seen them, but it always felt good to be back in their presence again. Alexander tucked his wings into his side, and then he made himself comfortable over my feet. But just as I went to talk again, a fiery pain pierced my mind. It was like an inferno had taken over my body, and I collapsed to the ground as I let out a loud scream.
Master, what's going on?
Alexander asked as he jumped up from his spot.
Cole?
Theodora crouched down to my side and placed her hand on my head.
My lord, tell me what's causing you so much pain.
But I didn't have the ability to voice a single word. All I could do was growl in agony as the blaze continued. I thought I felt my coven rush to my side, and perhaps some of the professors, but nothing made sense to me. I wrapped my arms over my head, but the more I tried to distract myself from the pain, the more the fires grew. It felt so real, and I was almost certain someone had lit me with a torch. Then, just as I thought it couldn't get any worse, scorching heat shot down the center of my spine, and I was sure my bones were about to break and crumble.
Fuck!
Master, what can we do to help you?
That sounded like Cersei, but I didn't know for certain.
Make it stop!
I grunted as my back arched, and I curled my knees up to my chest. More of my women spoke to me, but I didn't pay them any attention because a new sensation had appeared. I heard screaming, but it wasn't from me. I heard females screaming as they begged for mercy, but I didn't know who had caused them such trauma. It felt like they were crying out for me to save them. I tried to use my periculum incantation to see what was going on, but the pain was too intense for me to cast it. Either that, or someone was using magic to stop me. The screaming continued, as well as the feeling of misery those women were experiencing, and I thought I'd never escape the torture. Then a harsh, familiar scent hit my nose and made my eyes water. The smell of smoke and burning flesh.
Clear your mind.
Lilith's voice was soft and gentle as it echoed through my head.
You are strong enough to fight this.
I did whatever I could to fight off the torture and listen to my mother's advice.
Women are burning, I said with deep, hollow breaths. I can't see what's going on.
I'll take a look. Focus on releasing the pain in your mind.
I controlled my breathing and my heart rate, and I tried to clear my mind as much as I could. The fire continued to burn, but the more I relaxed, the easier it became to cope with the pain. It took a few minutes before I could open my eyes once more, and although my senses had returned to me, the screams of the burning women were still loud and clear in my mind.
It's worse than I thought.
Lilith broke my musing, and her words were full of fear.
Idyria is under attack. The entire kingdom is on fire.
Idyria wasn't a realm I'd ever visited in person, but I'd read about it a few times. The Unholy Kingdom wasn't as luscious and as rich as others, and the citizens did whatever they could to get by. And I wondered if that was the reason the Elder Lord had targeted them. They were the easiest to demolish, and they didn't have the equipment to fight back as much as other kingdoms could. The entire realm could be destroyed if I didn't get there and stop the fires, and that quickly became my main priority. Then we have to go, I decided, as I forced myself off the floor. We have to go and save those women, now.
But, my lord, you're not strong enough. You must rest.
We can rest once we've saved Idyria. Prepare yourselves. This fight may be more difficult than the last.